This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Patrick Morley was an author and businessman. I don't even know if Patrick Morley is still around. I used to read his stuff years ago. He was someone who was successful, someone who achieved his goals, and yet one of the most powerful spiritual statements I've ever read by any theologian or any author was by Patrick Morley when he said this: most men and women seek after the God they want rather than the God that is. That's a profound statement. Most men and women go after and seek after the God they want rather than the God that is. I've actually heard people hear a sermon and say, well, I'll tell you what, my God doesn't believe what you said. Well, the God I believe in doesn't believe in this or believe in that, and I've heard that. I've had people confront me, and it's just an indication we can all do that. Well, my God, meaning the God that I seek, believes what I seek, and my God believes what I want to believe, and my God corresponds with my belief system. Tell me what you believe, and I'll tell you the God you have. Because our God will usually correspond with what we believe. And today we begin a new series as we begin a new year about Jesus being everything. Jesus is a great title because that's what we're going to study right at the get-go today from the book of Hebrews, that the identity of Jesus is not only important, it's central. Tell me what you believe about Jesus, and I'll tell you what you believe about a lot of other things. Somebody comes to my door with a religious discussion in mind. The first thing I want to know, I just say, cut to the chase. Let's just stop. Time out right now. Tell me what you believe about Jesus Christ. Why? Nothing else matters. If Jesus is who he claims to be, then nothing else matters. I want to know, somebody standing at my door wants to talk to me in a religious context. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? If he's just a good teacher, I'm not interested. If he's just the best person that ever lived, I'm not interested, because Jesus said this, we'll read it later. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That's a powerful statement. We're going to start a message from the book of Hebrews. The easiest way is to start at the back of your Bible, go through Revelation, epistles of John, Peter, past James to Hebrews, a book written to Jewish believers. Jewish believers who were suffering persecution, get this, not only from the Roman government, they were suffering persecution from their own people. Let's read Hebrews 1, beginning at verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. Verse 3 is considered the key verse of the whole book, so you may want to underline it. The Son is the radiance of God's glory. The Son, S-O-N, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. If this passage begins with a phrase I love, in the past. In the past, God spoke to us through the prophets in various and sundry ways. I want to use that phrase in a different way. How would you describe your life with those three words, in the past? There are men in this room, you've had some dramatic change in your life, not because of you got religion, but you met Christ. There's some women in this room. There's been some changes in your life and changes in your home and changes in your marriage, not because you decided to follow a church group. It's because you met Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.